Gochujang, or red chili paste, is a spicy, savory, and sweet fermented condiment popular in Korean cooking. It is naturally fermented over years in changdok, or clay pots on an elevated stone platform in the backyard. Luckily for us, we don't need years or a backyard changdok to develop our gochujang flavor.
Spicy. All right, then and now, our world and everything in it is constantly being fermented over years and years in a giant jjandok, unrelated culture and lifestyle. What besides gochujang can stand the test of time, say hot or not? Here to decide with me, Alex the plus plus gochu, Amanda the time traveling gochu, Michael the latte's horse gochu, and I, Chad, the spiciest gochu in the universe. And together with the Gochujang gang, four Korean Americans closing and opening channel lids wherever we please. All right, so this is a mini pepper episode, and we're talking about Trader Joe's item, the strawberry and vanilla flavored yogurt pretzels.
Are you talking about the teeny tiny pretzels covered and drizzled with a yogurt candy coating?
Yes. Exactly. I'm talking about the teeny tiny pretzels covered and drizzled with a yogurt candy coating.
No, we didn't know that they'd be so teeny tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look on the back of the bag, it shows the actual size.
Yeah, but yeah. The front of the bag shows huge pretzels.
Well, if you look at the bottom left, it says enlarged to show texture.
Yeah. Also, are these that tiny? I think these are like your regular size for yogurt covered pretzels.
No, they're tiny.
No.
Really?
I've had bigger like yogurt covered pretzels before, but
I guess
is it spoiling if I say it's yummy?
I mean it's like spoiling like 20 minutes ahead. No, not too much of a jump.
Okay.
Also, that's 1 out of 4 ratings. We don't know how the other people feel.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Yummy for Gochu Amanda, I don't think it's a 4 out of 4. But we can see.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, now it is.
No, H-bar was 3 out of 4, but you can't live without it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I think it depends on my mood and the day that I'm giving the points.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess we'll start with, have you guys had the ube ones?
No.
No.
Those are right before the season. Those are good.
You told us too late.
Wait.
Yeah.
About them.
What? So, wait about them?
I mean, you're late. Late. Tried it.
Oh, late. Oh, right. Yeah. Apparently, some of the spice
the
games.
That you're going to have to share, Coach Chad, what you thought of them.
They're really good. They're my favorite. I like them better than this, the strawberry ones. If we're talking about the ube ones, I'll give that a 4 out of 4. That's my spoiler rating.
Jesus. I'm not too, you know, deep into the yogurt pretzel lore of Trader Joe's. Is there another one after the strawberry and vanilla, but before?
Oh, that'd be interesting if there was. Yeah. There should be, right? One for each season?
Ooh.
Mm.
I feel like this is like the summer season, right? And then the ube one was like the spring.
Mm.
It'd be fun if there was. Like, you know how like in Disneyland, they have the seasonal, churros flavors?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of like that. That's why I like it. It's fun.
Gochujang is all over the place. Like, oh, seasonal's so stupid. Why do they take it away?
Okay.
It's so fun.
I mean, for Trader Joe's, initially it was dumb. And then when I think about it, it's like stuff that I like. So
classic gochujang.
Yeah, actually, that's kind of true. Because you know the show Bridgerton on Netflix?
No. So, I mean, I know it. Yeah. But no.
You watch that?
Yeah, so I'm on the last episode right now of the first season. There's two seasons, and then there's a spinoff show. And at first, I was like, it looks like, you know, too girly. But then I watched it, this is good. This is like Pride and Prejudice, but like episodic.
Jesus, I have an inkling as to why Gochu Chad might be watching that show.
Just the inkling?
I also have an inkling.
Yeah.
I have an inkling.
Speaking of Netflix, though, like,
yeah,
you started doing that password sharing.
I got the email today.
Blocking stuff, right?
Yeah. And so I logged in, and then and then it forced me to like say, this is the household. This Wi-Fi is the household. And
so you're not even paying for it. You're claiming to be the household.
Who's paying for it?
Well, I mean, it's actually through T-Mobile, but still, you know, you're gonna force Gochu, Amanda, and me to get our own.
You guys,
See, I wanted to figure this out. So when that popped up on Netflix, I didn't claim it.
We should have just claimed it.
I know. If I had known that Chad was just going to claim it, then I would have just claimed it.
Oh, yeah, you could have claimed it, I guess. But I guess that would have made more sense. I don't know.
I'm kidding. I'm not paying for it. So I...
Well, you guys have to transfer your account, though, to it. To your new account, if you want to keep your like watched history.
I don't know if we'll get another Netflix account. Not because I'm stingy or anything, but it's like the principle, you know.
Mm-mm.
Well, all of a sudden they're gonna charge us for sharing. Like, it's not even password sharing. We're part of the same family. It's like a family plan. Like, sure, they got their maybe like in the small wording, like you have to be in the same household, meaning same. Yeah. You know, location, but what about, you know, if you're traveling, you know, how are you going to watch it on your phone? So if there's a show that comes out, like, I don't know, Squid Games season 2, and we have to watch it, I'll probably just watch it on my phone, register it as if like you're traveling, right, for the month, and then just like stream it on my TV from my phone.
Can you do that? Don't you have to connect to the Wi-Fi here?
I thought you could like log in and like it sends like a code to the email registered, and as long as you put the code into the device, you should be able to watch on there.
Yeah, I think it's mainly like TVs and stuff where it's more picky about not letting you do. Like mobile devices, there's like workarounds and stuff like that. And I think PC too.
Oh, then no biggie. You can just play from your phone.
Yeah, but it just won't be as great of an experience or quality compared to watching it straight from on our TV.
Mm. I haven't checked yet, but I'm pretty sure my mom claimed mine. Which
is kind of annoying, but... Oh, it does work on my phone.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, like I just like tried on my computer, which is probably where I mostly do Netflix. Just like, and yeah, and so I didn't have any issues there. I haven't tried the TV yet, though, so.
Yeah, but I think after 30 days, it'll prompt you on that device to, like, log in to the connect to the internet that's associated with the household.
Yeah.
So I guess, like, after I, you know, visit San Francisco, I can watch for a month.
Just every month you have to go back. That's your workaround, is you pay like $300 or whatever to fly back,
because it's the principle.
No, but honestly, like nowadays Netflix, I mean, after what was it, the most recent K-drama we watched,
Physical?
No,
the glory.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right.
I mean, there hasn't been a lot of things I've been watching on there. I feel like the other streaming services got so much better.
That's true. I haven't been on Netflix in a while, too, the past few weeks, besides, recently Bridgerton. But yeah, it's true. Yeah. Kind of watch other things.
They're pulling this stunt. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. So I'm not going to fall in line.
Mm-hmm. I think just like, but other streaming services, they're all like in the growth stage. So, you know, as soon as they like hit their thing, you know, they'll start pulling the rug back, too.
Yeah. But like, this is like a huge rug pull. This is so aggressive, and it's like they might as well like be very honest with it too. Like the reason why they were doing this, I'm curious if they're actually gonna be making more money after. You think people are actually gonna like make another account? I feel like that's a bad experience. I think I feel bad making another account for it.
Yeah, right? I'm not sure either. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like this is a bad move. How many families are going to be like, okay, let's make another account, you know, for mom and dad?
Oh, we got to get one for Johnny, too. Okay, yeah. Okay,
he's in college. You know, it doesn't seem right. Yeah. I don't see it happening. Man. Although Netflix, the UI on Netflix is so much better than other streaming services.
That's true, though.
It's so much better. It's so much smoother and like just simple to understand. Like the Amazon Prime is sucks.
So bad. Oh my
god. So bad.
You don't even know what's free or not. You're like,
yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yes. You have to search for it too. And then it freezes. Like it takes a while to load. It's just like so bad. You know when you pause in the middle of a show on Amazon Prime and it shows you the actors there, like who's in the scene? Who cares?
I kind of like it. I kind of like it.
You like it?
That's trivia too, right?
Yeah, because
if it make the show load faster, who cares? Right?
No, I don't know. Need that. Like with like the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah,
I just finished the show, but like because of that feature, I learned who all the actors are.
Mm.
Otherwise, I wouldn't like bother to look them up.
Know their name? Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't finish it yet. I didn't see last episode.
No, it's good. It's good.
I forgot about it.
I'd recommend it. It brings back like all like the good memories from all the good shows of like the original Netflix stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like,
yeah.
I got that feeling.
Like House of Cards?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, season, first season one, too? Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know. Do we want to mention House of Cards?
Orange
is New Black.
Orange is New Black. Like, the first few seasons of that. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wait, what's wrong with House of Cards?
Nothing. I don't think anything's wrong with House of Cards.
Not the show, I guess. No, but like something about the show.
I kind of want some ribs right now. Shit.
Oh, damn.
That's not bad to say, right? Is Ned eating something?
No, that's Leon scratching the carpet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Although, Gochiaos, the creator of Mrs. Maisel said they had to end the show quickly because of the Rings of Power. Like Amazon Prime forced them to end it quickly because they wanted to focus more on Rings of Power.
Dude, Rings of Power season 2, I don't know. I want it to do well.
I think it's a bad move.
We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, how did we get here? We're talking about pretzels, right? Seasonal items. Oh, then, okay. Right, I can't remember.
Let's keep it going a little bit. Disney Plus.
What about Disney Plus?
Oh, I don't know. It's like I think it's slightly better than Amazon Prime.
It is slightly better because you actually feel like it's a streaming platform.
But
it
freezes on me a lot.
It freezes on me too.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Like when I play the show, it like sometimes the frame freezes for like a solid. Like,
and it takes me back to the homepage.
Oh, I've never done that, but it always it freezes. It's bad quality. I don't know, Gochi Mike, you got that?
No, but my thing with it is it's hard to like just search for the episode lists.
That
like you'll click the title and it'll just start playing and it's like
that too.
That's what I want. I want to like find the exact episode.
That's true. Yeah.
Man. So bad.
I think HBO right now, or I guess Max. Mm-hmm. Max is my favorite now.
Hmm. Do you still use that?
Yeah. We're almost done with Friends.
You're watching Friends?
I never finished. Yeah, I never like watched the whole 10 seasons before. I've always just like watched like the first couple of seasons.
Jesus.
Stop and just kind of like watch clips here and there. So,
Gochi Amanda, you know this is Gochi Alex's third time. Then.
I know.
He told you?
Third time, like, all the way through.
Yeah,
and then, like,
I've
seen, like...
Yeah, and so, like, I started watching it, and then Gochi Alex would just kind of, like, walk by, watch it with me, and then eventually he started to get upset if I watched an episode without him.
Man, Friends is like a hotel show.
Yeah. And then there was like one episode that we watched very recently, and Gochi Alex was like, "Hey, we already saw this." I'm like, "I did not watch this," and he was like, "No, we watched this yesterday." I was like, "I am not familiar with this scene. Like, this did not watch it.
What was it about? What was the premise of that episode?
Well, we haven't finished it yet, actually, it's the one where Ross gets a tan."
Oh, yes. Hey, we watched that at the hotel, Alex.
Oh, that's that why. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one that played at the hotel.
Don't spoil it.
Dude, when you say the Friends episode, it's the one where Ross or it's the one where Rachel, like, you don't remember the episode. But even though there's so many of them.
Yeah, no, but I had to tell him like 5 times, like, I did not watch this.
I was like, I'm pretty sure I've seen this pretty recently.
Yeah. Wait, how many episodes are there? It's like 260? Is it like 26 per season?
There's 10 seasons. Mm. 10 seasons. And like maybe 25 episodes.
Okay. Mm.
So yeah, maybe around there.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but I am sad for it to end.
Hmm. We can just start it back up again.
I guess I could.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Now, I don't know if HBO is easier to maneuver, though. I think it's because I'm just watching one show right now. And so it's just kind of like easy to just kind of like locate that. For like HBO, Disney Plus, or what was the other?
Amazon Prime.
I have a hard time just kind of like, you know, browsing and searching. You know, like Netflix, I think it's very well categorized.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can make your list, and then there's like recommended lists, and then there's like genres that are kind of related to what you watch. So yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And then like new or like upcoming or something like that. But for all the other ones, it's just, I just kind of have to like, you know, like, just kind of run through and figure out, do I want to watch this one? Or?
Well, that's too bad. You got to say goodbye to your true crime and documentary shows now, Coach Amanda.
I know. I was actually kind of shocked when Coach Alex was like, I'm not stingy, but I'm not going to get Netflix. And I was like, oh, no.
What am I
going to do with
aimless with browsing
the rest of my evenings?
What about Coach Amanda? What about your family? Does anybody have Netflix?
No, we used to. My brother used to, but then he canceled. So,
oh no,
smart move.
Okay, well, I guess you can learn to live without it.
Yeah, but I mean, now it doesn't matter if my family has Netflix or not.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
No, you just do the pro move and claim that shit early.
Hey, I called Gochu Alex when that screen came up, and I told him about it.
Yeah, and he begged me. He's like,
no.
Let me claim it.
No, that's not what happened. This. He said, yeah, do it. Go ahead. he said to do it. I called him. That's not like I just claimed it. Yeah.
I mean, if you're like, you know, that desperate enough to like call me.
No, I was just being proper about it. Consider it.
You can just send me a text.
I wanted to let you know.
Yeah, text works. So because he called me, I was like, okay, he really needs this.
I had to watch the show.
Exactly. Yes. You gotta watch your Bridgerton.
Yeah. But now I want to watch Mrs. Maisel. Mrs. Maisel's so much better. Anyways, you know a movie that's gonna pop up on Disney Plus pretty soon?
What movie is it?
The Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Didn't it come out this weekend?
It did come out this weekend, yeah.
Oh, well, how are the reviews?
It's not the best, but then it has like Disney money behind it, so. Mm-hmm. But you know, I was thinking we should do a Little Mermaid episode. We all saw the animated version, right? Wait, did Coach Mike see it?
Are you just kidding?
Dude, maybe you saw bits and parts of it.
Hey, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
I did see it in person, I think.
In the theater?
I was like a little baby, but yeah.
Oh.
Wow. When did it come out?
I don't know. When was Michael Gochu?
89. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Damn, you're old enough to remember 10. Watching it then.
He was 10.
Yeah.
Just Jesus. Kidding. He wasn't 10. Okay. Yeah. So like, if you guys want, we can do a Little Mermaid episode. I mean, when it comes out on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then, man. This is going to be the first live action one I've seen.
Oh. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, no, we saw Beauty and Beast. Yeah,
you saw Aladdin, you saw all of them.
Oh, yeah, that's true. There's so many of them. I saw Dumbo. Oh, yeah, Dumbo. Yeah, there's a lot. Oh, shit.
No, I didn't see Dumbo.
We saw a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, we saw a lot of them, okay.
I saw Cinderella.
Oh.
That's the first one. Cinderella is the first one.
Yeah.
Of their live-action remakes. Okay. And then what do you guys think about doing we can do like a Friends episode.
Oh, God. You have to watch all of it.
Not all of it, but... Yeah. What about that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, the little mini pepper. Or
not exactly topical, but it's always good, I guess.
But it's topical to the gochujang universe now that you know they're watching it on HBO Plus or Max.
It'll be a Friends Part 2 recording. Because we already have a Friends episode.
We do.
Okay, yeah. And then
it'll
we can
be
like
Friends Season 2.
Okay. All right. I had some Friends questions, but we'll save for that then. Okay, let's get back on topic. The strawberry vanilla yogurt pretzels. Okay, so everybody got them, right? And I don't know. What do y'all think about these pretzels? You guys have history with yogurt pretzels?
Yeah, I like them.
All right.
But these teeny tiny pretzels covered and drizzled with a yogurt candy coating is yummy.
Mm. The one thing that kind of made me iffy about it was the candy coating.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't like that description. But it's good.
Okay, I hear some munching now, so I'm going to join in. I actually haven't had them yet, so I'm going to do a
live reaction. Yeah. Oh, you were waiting for the recording? Wow. Okay, well, now everybody's having some, I guess we're also going to have some.
Yeah, let's all join them.
First impressions, smell nice. Oh, quite teeny. Let me compare to the actual size.
The white ones.
Yeah, they're about that size. A little bigger than that, but... Not bad. I think the big thing I was worried about was that the pretzel flavor was going to be canceled out, but I don't think it is at all.
Yeah, you still get the pretzel crunch to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little salty. It's like sweet and salty.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
I like
prefer,
about... Yeah.
Oh, do you guys prefer the strawberry covered with yogurt drizzle? Or the yogurt covered in strawberry drizzle?
It's like a zebra question. I don't think. Is there such a thing as a yogurt with a strawberry drizzle?
Yeah, some of them are like white.
White,
like,
beige.
Like
I didn't even notice that until now. Okay.
It tastes different.
Oh. Mm. I didn't notice that. Okay. Let me see. Mmm. Oh, yeah, they do taste different.
Mmm.
Yeah, the strawberry covered one is very strawberry. And then the yogurt one's very yogurty. That's my best description.
I think I like the strawberry one a little bit more.
You know, this could be a whole Fruit Loops thing.
Mmm. we should do a blind test.
We think it tastes different, but... Yeah, here. How about I do one with you, Coach Amanda?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
My eyes are closed. All right.
Okay. It's not gonna be a trick, okay?
Okay.
All right. First one.
Okay.
Do you want to rinse your mouth with some water, or are you good?
I'm good. Strawberry.
Second one.
Do we need to put a disclaimer here for all the people who don't like chewing noises?
It's okay. I don't think it'll come out that strongly.
Okay.
Yogurt.
Yogurt or vanilla?
Oh, I guess it's vanilla.
I'm pretty sure it's a vanilla cover, right?
Yeah, vanilla covered.
They're both
vanilla flavored yogurt.
They're both yogurt.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Strawberry first, vanilla second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're right.
Wow.
Confirmed.
Did you notice that?
It tastes different.
With the ube one?
Now I know.
What was the ube flavors?
Is this ube?
Oh, just one ube flavor?
Yeah, it's just one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It didn't have a drizzle. It was just...
I think it had... Wait, maybe it did have like a vanilla drizzle to it. I don't remember. But for this, it's clear. Like, you can taste the vanilla and strawberry difference. I like the... I agree with Coach Mike. I like the strawberries... The strawberry ones, the more
well,
strawberry
you didn't
ones better.
Know until I told you.
That's true.
Whoa.
What?
We can buy the ube pretzel ones on Amazon.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah? How much? Do they upcharge it?
3 bags for $45.
Jesus.
Wow, are some people just hoarding these and then just reselling them?
Oh man, I should have bought more. Damn. Man.
That's the saddest thing, being a Trader Joe's scalper. Oh my god.
Hey, these last until 2024. So it makes sense to buy 2024 by February. Oh.
Hmm. Yeah, like 8 months.
Yeah, I guess you can buy a bulk and sell. What I like about these pretzels, though, is that if you look at the serving size, 10 pretzels is 130. That's not bad.
You know?
10 pretzels is a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I was surprised by that, too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't have to feel too guilty about eating these.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just it'll take a and 10 pretzels is a lot. You get kind of full after 10. Okay, so what do you all give it?
Let me try a couple more.
Okay.
Oh, I just got a conjoined twin one. Is that something that is that a
that's a common that's a common thing. Oh, okay. Get a lot of that.
I'm not special. Okay.
I'm gonna give it 3.5 gochus out of 4, but only because Gochu Chad said that the ube ones are better. So, you know.
Wow.
It's so, personal preference, okay?
Well,
we
kind of share a lot of the same
Let me put it this way, right? I got the ube pretzels on a whim when I went to Trader Joe's for our Trader Joe's episode. And I said, whoa, this is so good. I had to stop myself, right? And then went back and I got more. I should have bought more. I only bought one more bag. Damn. Anyways. And then when they switched over to seasonal and I went to Trader Joe's the third time and it wasn't there anymore, but they replaced it with a strawberry and I went home, I ate it. I noticed that I didn't quite like it as much. That was very noticeable. I took my first bite of the strawberry vanilla yogurt one. I was like, oh, it's good, but it's not as good as the ube one. Yeah.
Does that still hold?
It still holds, but now I'm starting to forget how the ube one tastes like. So this seasonal stuff works, right? Because if they had it available all throughout the whole year, I'll just get it like hand in hand. Like, I want to be excited for it when it does come back.
Yeah.
Because now when it comes back, I'm going to go get like 3 bags.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and buy these off of Amazon.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. You stupid. You're paying like 3 times the price. What are you doing?
I found slightly cheaper one.
That's like 5 times the price, man.
So I found two bags. For $22.
That's still like triple.
That's still a lot, right? Yeah.
Actually, that is still a lot.
Yeah, that's too much.
And also, do we trust this seller?
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Is it going to come open and eaten?
instead, Coach Alex, we should just save it until next season.
Damn.
When it does come out, and then we can have the ube pretzel episode, okay?
Coach Alex is just too curious.
I know, you talked it up, and then I missed it.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's not as good. I always talk things up, and it's not.
I can't give the strawberry ones 4, you know?
You can give it a 4. Why can't you give it a 4? You can give it a 4. I'm going to give the strawberries a 3 out of 4. I'm going to 3 out of 4.
Wow.
See, damn, what am I missing?
You're not missing. You're not.
All right.
What's the point better than this?
I am going to give the strawberry with the vanilla drizzle at 3.25 and the vanilla with the strawberry drizzle
3.5. Wow.
Jesus. Very precise here.
Oh, Amanda likes all the vanilla ones more?
I do, yeah. Oh.
Okay, we should separate these bags. Trade.
Yeah, I don't know. Like the aftertaste for the strawberry one, not a big fan of.
Really? I like the strawberry ones a lot.
Then you guys did. You're perfect.
There you go. Vanilla one.
No, but like, Eric, you have to like have some of the others, you know. Oh.
Man, right. Another vanilla one. This one's strawberry. Yeah, apparently you got to have the strawberry vanilla one in order to appreciate the ube.
And also, you came in at the end of the season, too, you know.
We should buy a bag.
Yeah.
Keep it until the ube comes out again. So that you could do a side-by-side comparison.
Yeah, don't make the same mistake. buy enough, Coach Chad, for when the season changes.
Yeah, I think that I'm gonna do that for sure. Actually, you know, Trader Joe's has a regular yogurt pretzel too.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I didn't get that though.
Because why would you? Just boring. But like, if you had just got started at it, like right when they came out and like just got them all the time, wouldn't you have been sick of them by the time the season was over?
That's true. That's true. Maybe like, yeah. Oh shit. These other flavors look interesting.
Are you sneak peeking?
I'm sneak peeking.
I was trying to find out other flavors, but I couldn't find them.
Do you want to know? Or you want to be?
I'm
kind of
curious.
Yeah, right, Gochaz, you can bleep this if you want.
Yeah, are other people okay being spoiled?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a triple ginger flavor.
Ew.
and then there's a pumpkin spiced.
No.
I think Oop has the best.
Is that it? This the four?
I'm looking for others, but that's all I can find right now.
Okay, gotta stock up on the strawberry vanilla now.
Yeah, man, you gotta stock up on this shit.
I mean, if they're selling for triple the price, is this the new line of work to go into?
Oh, that's new...
Yeah.
Triple your money just through pretzels?
Dude, this is a good idea. Dude, I should have bought... Oh, okay, we gotta buy more. Make sure you buy more before the season ends. Look up when the season ends.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, what? Half a year of shitty flavors.
Yeah, because fall is obviously the spice, pumpkin spice, right? And then ginger is like winter, sounds like.
Oh, no.
That makes sense, yeah.
Huh. Jeez.
Okay, wait, did we get Gochu Mike's score?
Oh, I don't think so. I'll say like a 3.25. Not huge into snacks, but these are pretty good. I think they exceeded my expectations.
Wow, these are all pretty spicy scores. Okay, so if I didn't say Ube was better, would that change your scores?
Yeah, I'm going to change my score. I'm going to give it 4 out of 4.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
don't 4 out of 4. It's a dangerous snack, just like all the Trader Joe's snacks, you know? If you buy a whole pack of it and you don't have the self-control, you'll end up eating everything in one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a 4 out of 4.
That is true.
I can't take it that way.
That is true.
Now, I think these are better than the other snacks, like the coffee bean, chocolate coffee bean, and then the dark chocolate Reese's pieces. These are better.
No, those are just as good.
I can stop myself eating those easy. And these like take a little bit more work to stop, but like the strawberry one, I can stop more than the Ube. You can stop eating the Reese's pieces. Like one of those is so chewy. It's heavy.
Yeah, it's super rich for like chocolates and peanut butter.
That's the word I was looking for, rich. Yeah, super rich. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, that's the store we got. We got like average, like around 3.5. It's pretty spicy. So y'all get this before it's out of season.
Oh,
Yeah. And Wall Street Bet Advice, stock up on these for the resale value.
Another thing to stock up on, though, before it's out of season, is the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser.
What?
What? I don't know.
The third time you've mentioned this.
We're just ending the May month, and I thought it'd be
May the Panchan Rise.
It'd be kind of fitting to also, yeah.
The hotel?
Yeah, the hotel that I wanted to go to as a group. Yeah, with all the other Gochus.
In Florida?
No, is it in Florida?
I think it's in Florida.
Yeah, Disneyland or Disney World?
No, the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Isn't that Disney World?
It's in a galaxy far, far away.
Exactly. All right. It doesn't matter where it is. We'll get there. All right. But
Florida.
You have to RP the whole time.
Yes, you do. I mean, that's the whole experience. 2 days of role playing. Yeah. Going on quests, completing missions.
Aren't we only going to do that with Dungeons and Dragons?
But this is something you had to pay for. Pay tons of money. You have to pay. It's 1,200 a night per person.
Oh my god!
So
what if you share a room? You still pay 1,200 per person?
I think so. I think a couple. Huh? Yeah. So it's like 5,000.
Yeah.
For the whole experience.
I mean, it's for like the activities and stuff, right?
Is this after discount?
What discount? Disney doesn't do discounts.
Oh, I thought they discounted it.
They have like a promo code.
Dude, there was like, yeah, it's so sad because they're gonna close it off at the end of September. But I was looking forward to going sometime, like maybe like next year, probably after a wedding or something. Because, you know, I think it'd be a cool experience.
Why don't you set it for your bachelor party then?
Oh,
the nerdiest bachelor party.
Yeah, that's fine, right?
No, but the other one was gonna be renting the PC bong.
No, lame. What? That's lame.
No, but PC bong. But we hire e-girls to play with us.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Huh?
And have that them sounds so uncomfortable. In our ears.
Coach, man, are you okay with this shit? He's joking, right?
I mean, it's his bachelor party.
He's not joking. Coach, man, are you okay with this?
It's weird, but I have seen pictures. I mean, there's this Russian tournament or something where like the exact same thing is happening and the gamers are like trying to game and there's like all these girls like hanging off them and they're like not paying any attention to them.
Well,
it's pretty funny.
E-girls are virtual,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we wouldn't have them there in person.
Yeah.
So that's,
okay. Oh, then what's the point?
You would be playing with them.
Huh? I don't need that. What the hell? It's so weird.
Go to Chad's no simp.
I'm no simp.
He needs more than just the voice.
Also, like if we were to play with e-girls, then I'll just talk to the e-girls then. Do I need to play the game?
I mean, that's like the point, you know. Like it's not awkward. You're doing something together with them, but you can still talk to them, right, while you play. I mean, I'm guessing.
Are you serious about this? But I think the Disney World idea is better.
It
wasn't my idea. But
was just like a joke.
But the but the Galactic Star Cruiser though, I think it's too expensive to like have people go to.
Yeah.
You know, like
maybe you can get a discount. A bulk discount. They probably do like a bachelor party discount, yeah?
Oh man, they're gonna be like, whoa. These sad boys.
I mean, we could. Why don't we do both then, Coach Alex? But then the problem with the e-girl PC bong thing is that we're gonna be losing so many games. Is that good?
Wow. Oh, Jesus! Yo, you missed it out by 3 days. As of May 26th, 4:30 Eastern time, it's unavailable for new bookings.
I was gonna say that because they're closing, like everyone like booked it up already.
What? Oh,
damn! You see, now he can never really go.
Now it's priceless, right? Now $5,000 is nothing. Now,
Why don't you call them and see? Maybe they have a bachelor party special.
No, is this at Disney? I don't know why they like price it so high. Why don't they do like?
Because they have like a million like people who are there like all day and they have to like act.
I know, but like I know they put in like millions of dollars into this experience, but like charging like $5,000 minimum is crazy for
it's crazy.
Days.
But then there's so many people in the world, right? Some people probably
but obviously
can
not enough.
That.
Not enough. Go to chat where they had to close it
because it's a dumb idea.
No, because they charge too much. If they charge like half even that, then I can see like more people going. You know, charge half and then have it open for longer. Like, what's like, yeah.
I like the idea of it being its own place and stuff, but I kind of feel like it should have just been like a section of an actual hotel or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like when you enter it, you know, you're in, right?
But yeah. Like, yeah.
For its like own building and stuff and like 24 hour it.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like,
it's too intense. Well, I mean, we can just go to Disneyland. There's the Star Wars land there.
Dude, that's lame. Adult Smugglers Disneyland.
Huh?
They have drinks.
I'll buy you a lightsaber.
Yes. Dude, we can do the lightsaber experience. I've been looking at it, and people get emotional for that. People get emotional.
I don't know. I already watched the videos.
If Alex gets emotional for that and not get emotional during our first look, I would be devastated.
All right. First look? Is that where like you look meet eyes when you're walking down the aisle?
this loser.
What? What?
No, it's like before the ceremony when we take the photos. It'd be the first time when the groom looks at the bride.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything. Jeez.
But that would be a really, really funny reason for the wedding to fall apart. Go to Alex. I saw him. He was crying during the lightsaber experience.
It's emotional. Dude.
No, I don't want that, though. Don't plan that.
I think we should go to Disneyland.
For your bachelor party, maybe. Not for mine.
Jeez. Okay. Dude, this is already 40 minutes. Why don't I just make this a main episode?
Dude, 40 minutes is a good length for a mini pepper. That's half like
I thought mini pepper's only supposed to be like 20 minutes.
No, mini pepper can be 20 to 40, right? Mm-hmm. There's no hard set rules.
Yeah, okay. So now we can end it.
Yeah, now we can end it.
Okay. All right, Spice Gang, thanks for listening to our podcast. Follow us everywhere on social media places. Updates at Gochujang Gang and on Instagram as Gochujang_gang. And let us know if these strawberry vanilla Trader Joe's yogurt pretzels pass your spice
That's
test.
Not what they're called.
What are they called?
Gochujang Mike.
Strawberry and vanilla flavored yogurt pretzels. Teeny tiny pretzels covered and drizzled with a yogurt candy coating.
That's what it's called, Gochujang Chad.
Get All right. Right. Yeah, with a hashtag.
I don't really have good hashtags. I'm sorry. Hashtag no more Netflix. Hashtag binging Bridgerton. And hashtag ube pretzel episode coming soon.
Well, coming next year.
Coming soon.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, spicy.